Hello, this is Stephen Milo, the composer for the upcoming film, The Potter Puppet Pals Adventure. This is a fun, fantastic film, and I'm proud of the music that I've written for it. There are 6 musical numbers in the film. One of the main songs is called Get the Snitch, and it's sung by Harry, with several other characters piping in from time to time. It's really a fun song, so let's look at a clip. I've got to get the snitch, I've got to get the snitch. The game is called Quidditch, and I've got to get the snitch. Flying through the air on a broom, I try my very best to avoid my doom. When in the corner of my eye, it will loom. The snitch, I've got to get the snitch, I've got to get the snitch. I'm flying round the pitch, and I really got an itch. Draco Malfoy's very rich, but his mother is a bitch.
I'll lock you in a ditch, and I'll beat you till you twitch.
This will go without a hitch.
Sometimes I wish I were a witch.
I've got to get the snitch. Now, Dumbledore, Harry's mentor, is not without his flaws, and I wrote this song for him to show off. Well, at one point in the movie, Harry is rather depressed, and Dumbledore wants to cheer him up. So he sings him a little song, and here's an excerpt.
It's naked, naked, naked time. Naked, I should be. Naked, this is so much fun for me. They might call me a pervert, they may call me a fool, but it's naked, naked, naked time all around the school.
Hagrid, the half-giant, is one of my favorite characters, and he really gets his chance to shine in this next song. Certain people ostracize him because of his half-giant blood, but as you can see in this song, he really embraces his enormity.
I'm a half-giant baby, half-giant baby. My name is Hagrid, I'm like Don Juan. I want you, baby, so let's get it on. Oh, once you had half, you never go back. So get into the groove. Swing down by my shack. Ooh, I'm now dumb and furry, and my hygiene's non-existent. But ladies oughta know I'm anatomically consistent. I'm a half-giant baby, yeah, and that's all I need.
Now, one of Harry's personal antagonists is the bitter potions master, Professor Severus Snape. But he has a softer side. He's really quite a tortured soul, and Snape's song really expresses how much he misses his secret love, who he has lost.
There are oh so many potions in the world, for almost anything that you wish to attain. You can bottle fame and brew glory, but you cannot put a stopper on my pain. There is no potion that can mend a broken heart. I know this always will be true. There are remedies for impotence and mind-expanding hallucinogens, but there's nothing that can cure my love for you.
No, there's nothing that can cure my love for you.
This next song shows up early in the movie. Uncle Vernon, another of Harry's tormentors, comes home from work at the drill factory and goes off on a musical rant called Drills and Bills. Here's the clip.
Oh, this is exciting!
Stop giggling like that, slave boy.
Oh my. I believe that's the wrong footage. Oh dear, I thought that scene was removed. Oh well, let's just move on. When Harry's true nemesis, the Dark Lord Voldemort, is revived, he rises from his cauldron and, in a moment of inspired malevolence, he sings a real showstopper of about his favorite magical spell, Avada Kedavra, the killing curse. Enjoy.
They call me the Dark Lord Voldemort. I'm a sucker for evil of any sort. As long as I get to zap my foes away. And boy, I love this magic spell, I can send my enemies straight to hell. It's such a blast, I do it every day. Hey, Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! It really rolls off the tongue. Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! Killing people has never been this much fun. Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra!